Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight for a chill show. Not much happening in the news, but we can review what's been going on. Journalist Jack Posobiec and film crew detained at Davos. Journalist Jack Posobiec and his crew were briefly detained without explanation in Davos, Switzerland on Monday. One moment. Where the World Economic Forum has kicked off its annual conference. It wasn't an important event, they just arrested him and they isolated him kind of in a restaurant or something, and they started talking to him and they were saying to the camera, yes, we have a reason to stop you, but we can't say it, we don't have to say it. And it seems like it was just a information gathering thing, and he was freed. So it's he's trying to cover the WEF. So not surprising that these people, they are in Switzerland right now, meeting with the leaders of the world, and it's not surprising that this club is exclusive and trying to intimidate journalists or send police after them. Spindly Opinion says World Economic Forum got their own police. Do they? I didn't know. I thought this was the Switzerland police, the Swiss police, but it wouldn't be surprising at all if they had their own police, kind of secret agents and stuff like this. Pineapple Platypotamus says donate to the WEF now. Really? Do they even take donations? I mean, it doesn't seem like they need donation. It seems like they're well enough in line with the leftist billionaires of this world that I don't see them. I don't see them soliciting $5 donations. Val says, "Isn't every police force the WEF's police?" Yes, I guess you could argue that in a country like Canada, where it was revealed that Justin Trudeau, basically, the reason we have things like the vaccine passport still for exiting Canada, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's totally the people of these global organizations that want to put harsher control. And they know that they have more control over Canada than most countries. So Canada is kind of their experimental ground. I have to clear my voice. Wait a minute. Sorry about that. I've been working all day. I'm exhausted. I've been shoveling manure. But I don't know, there's something in my throat. I have difficulty speaking tonight. I think I may have been breathing too much fresh air and stuff that I was shoveling, maybe. But on top of it, I have a pain in the back of the head. It's like my muscle. I'm forcing so much with my back that my head muscle is tired, it's exhausted, and it's like a line of pain right behind the skeleton, the cranium, and it's bizarre, because it's the kind of muscle you don't even know you have, and when it gets tired, it's like it's not a super intense pain, it's just a muscle fatigue pain, and I'm feeling it totally because I'm shoveling manure all day and constructing my raised bed soil and my greenhouse soil. It's going extremely well. Today I've planted some rhubarb, some currants, red currants, and two peach trees. So it's going to be awesome. It's a good thing JF is a doctor, says, do you want lunch? Well, I'm not that kind of doctor. If you would like to support the show and help me heal, help me heal my throat, feel free to support the show using the Hyper Chat option on Odyssey. It's the dollar button below the regular chat. Or as an alternative, if you'd like to use, you can use Entropy. The link is in the description below. Biden misspeaks and vow to respond militarily if China attacks Taiwan. White House walks back. Biden, my God, my voice isn't clearing. That's the problem. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get my allergy medication, see if it helps. I'll be back in a minute. Dino Legovich says, shouting at Manner will not help. Manner throat irritation. Well, hopefully it clears out. But see, even if I'm coughing, it remains... I'm having great difficulty speaking. I didn't know it before I started the show because I wasn't speaking. I was just chilling on my bed. Looking at news, I wasn't speaking to anyone. Mama JF was working in the house, so I wasn't speaking to her. And now I start the show and I realize I have no voice. Well, maybe we'll make it a short show. Biden misspeaks and vow to respond militarily. So that was Biden saying, there was a journalist saying, we understand why you wouldn't want to intervene directly in the Ukraine conflict. Do you have the same position for Taiwan? Would you get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that? And Biden answered yes. It's not the first time that Biden misspeaks, overly aggressive on his policy. In a way that is surprising because his aides wouldn't say this. And this proves that we live in politics of in politics that are controlled by aides and the surrounding of Biden. Because if a president had the absolute authority, you would expect Biden to, if he says we'll attack China, that will mean we'll attack China. But instead what we have is Biden makes the gaffe. And then he gets corrected by his team. Well, I have not elected a team around Biden. I've elected Biden if I'm a Biden voter. So it shows that Biden is not the man in charge. One moment. Goldman Sachs research analyst shot dead in NYC subway. On Sunday morning, a Goldman Sachs research analyst was shot and killed on New York City subway train. Daniel Enriquez, who joined Goldman's research division in 2013, was shot in the chest in an unprovoked attack around 11:45 a.m. on the northbound Q as it passed Manhattan Bridge, according to NYT. The suspect is now in custody. Apparently, it was a suspect with 19 prior arrests. Abdullah's previous bust included raps for criminal possession of a weapon, assault, robbery, menacing, and grand larceny. So New York is paying the price for its release of criminals. I mean, you've had 19 prior arrests. You've been in trouble with the law. And there's an escalation to it. And the guy still gets released all the time. There's really no use at having a position for gun control like the Democrats do if people are going to be released with such a criminal rap sheet. At this point, you are getting what you deserve. And this follows, actually, just a week ago, the mayor of New York City wanted to give the image, produce the image and the rebrand of New York City as being fully reopened, but he was faced with a problem. People don't go to work anymore. And so he had asked those big Wall Street type of firms, he had asked them, can you send all of your employees through the metro stations so that we can create an impression that really the city is back alive from the whole COVID shutdown? And so in a way, perhaps this guy ended up in the metro because of the mayor's call to reactivate the city, to have some more physical presence in the city. So now he's dead. Accused Dave Chappelle attacker Isaiah Lee reveals why he tackled the comedian. The Los Angeles man accused of attacking Dave Chappelle said he was triggered by the comedian's jokes about the LGBTQ community and homelessness. Everyone was suspecting that it was in relation to the LGBT stuff of Dave Chappelle, who has done very decent jokes about the subjects, not hateful at all. In fact, if anything, his jokes about the LGBTQ community are very much hand in hand with this community and its themes, you know. It kind of did an homage to a trans person, I believe, who ended up killing themselves. It was kind of a moving comedy performance that was very much pro-trans. Now, it doesn't matter to the leftist media. The leftist media covers Dave Chappelle as being a figure of hate against the trans community. And so you have people like this guy who take it upon themselves and see it as a justified moral crusade to attack Dave Chappelle. So this guy is now is now imprisoned and accused of attempting to murder Dave Chappelle because he had a knife in his hand when he plunged toward Dave Chappelle. He says, I wanted him to know that next time he should consider first running his material by people it could affect. That's not how it works. That's not how free speech works. You don't get to pre-approve what other people say. That's not America, and yet it is the America that leftists have been wanting and that they are creating for themselves through criminality of that sort. Lee said he expected to have a good time at the May 3 Netflix is a joke show, but he grew angry and frustrated as Chappelle joked about his prior controversies with the LGBTQ community as well as homelessness. Sorry, I didn't know I was muted. I was trying to clear my voice and I misclicked the unmute button. Tonight is going to be a short show. Please bear with me. I have difficulty speaking, and I am I will be unable to do a long show, so I'll go quick to the news that I wanted to do, and it's okay. You know, it's okay if you don't send super chats. We're just chilling tonight because my voice is extremely limited. I don't know how much it's noticeable on the other end, but I'm speaking much much lower than usual. So I was saying, one thing we learned from the interview with Aiza Ali is that he is a single dad. His son is 5, and he is a bisexual man. So he's a single dad at 23, and he is a bisexual man, which is why he was triggered by the LGBT jokes of Dave Chappelle. Well, case resolved. I don't know if he's going to be found guilty of attempted murder. Perhaps he can have a trial in front of the jury and perhaps makes the case that he didn't quite have the intent of killing Dave Chappelle. Perhaps he can make that case. But in any case, it will be some kind of a physical assault. Tillman says, Jeff, you are clearing your throat quite a lot. Can you drink some water? Oh, I drank water. I drank plenty of water. It doesn't help. I think it's just working on the farm today has totally exhausted me. And it's going to be my voice for tonight, but it's okay. I'm here on the internet almost every day, 6-7 days a week. So sometimes I'll be not in a perfect state. Arby's is selling a fast food staple it's never offered before. Arby's is going for the burger. So it's always been a bizarre thing at Arby's, which is that it's a fast food, but they don't have a burger. It's a fast food with burger bread. But you cannot have a burger in the burger bread. You have to take roast beef and that kind of stuff. That's always been a bizarre experience to me. There's no Arby's in Canada, so I only got to try Arby's when I was in the US. Now they are going for the burger business. I think it's a good idea because Arby's has great fries. I mean, not mind-blowing, but for the price, it's a special fries experience, especially with all their sauces. Now, they're making a very special burger. It will be a Wagyu burger. You know, the Japanese cow that they take great care of. It's going to be a blend of 52% of American Wagyu. So it's not the Japanese Wagyu, it's the American Wagyu. And 48% other type of ground beef. And it will be cooked sous vide style. So it will be cooked in a kind of bag. I love that they're making the case that it's the best way to cook this burger. Sous vide cooking is a brilliant type of cooking. And at times, okay, so Arby's exist in Ontario. Okay, well, I've never been to a place in Canada where there's Arby's. So yes, it's interesting that they're trying to present this as we're going to cook the beef, the burger sous vide, when in fact it's probably the only thing they can do because they've never had burger plates because they've never served burgers. So the only thing they can do basically is have the patty in the microwave or in some kind of steaming device that they would use for other cold cuts. If I was in the US, I would give a try to this new Arby's burger. Thomas Howard says, let us out of the closet. They said, love is love. They said, we just want to get married like everyone else. They said, there's no way they'll want to groom your children or murder you for offending them. Yes, it's been an overtake of society. by the LGBT activists, which definitely went from we just want our liberty to we want to control your freedom of speech. It's not your job, dude. Whoopi Goldberg says Archbishop is not allowed to bar Pelosi from communion due to her support for abortion. Well, that is a bizarre argument, because it seems that the Archbishop's jobs is probably specifically allowing him to bar anyone from communion. It seems that it's the only thing that he does. He's heading the church and deciding who's a good servant of the church, who's not, who deserves to be in the communion, who doesn't. So it seems like it's totally within his authority. So the Archbishop had been deciding that Nancy Pelosi couldn't get the communion. Since the first century, the church has affirmed the moral evil of every procured abortion. This teaching has not changed and remains unchangeable. A Catholic legislator who supports procured abortion, after knowing the teaching of the church, commits a manifestly grave sin, which is a cause of most serious scandal to others. This makes me realize that the Catholic Church in the U.S. is much more arch than the Catholic Church in Quebec, because I don't even know that they're engaged at all in the political fight for abortion or against it. Whereas you guys in the U.S., you have a harcher Catholic Church. Thomas O'Ward says, I've heard the Archbishop of the Church of Satan has invited Nancy Pelosi to partake in their sacrament rituals since she affirms every aspect of their beliefs. Some consolation for Nancy there. Very funny. I don't know if that's true. I don't think that there is great political points to be scored there. All right, guys, we have to be headed toward the conclusion because I really can't speak anymore. UN Food Head warns conditions worse than Arab Spring as inflation riots spread. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, David Beasley, executive director of the UN World Food Programme, warned the world's food security conditions are worse than what was observed during Arab Spring over a decade ago. Well, certainly, I mean, the Arab Spring, there wasn't the current attack on the chains of supply, the war, the offer and demand, the skewing of the demand versus the offer, the fact that there's shortage of work, that people are not willing to work because of social welfare. All of this taken together leads to a catastrophic scenario, potentially. And I'm getting there painfully. It will be our last news item since I have a technical KO here. Trans children given puberty blockers prior to medical consultation due to high demand. It's all written in the letter here. So that's the letter they send to... it's the letter they send to the doctor before the person, the young child, gets to see the doctor. So it informs them about everything that they do. And they say at the end, there is an extended wait time for an initial assessment through GPS. Given the distress that can be associated with gender dysphoria, we have also included information on puberty blockers that can be started prior to their initial appointment. So the emergency is so big in castrating children, basically, having then not passed through the natural step that will lead their body to become male or female, adult male or adult female. They are now saying it's such an emergency and there's such psychological suffering that we are giving the pills before they get to their first appointment with you. Of course, this is meant, I'm guessing that they realize that a lot of people without the hormones would get to their first appointment, would discuss openly with the doctor, and it would be found that they don't really have gender dysphoria. But if you can get them to consume the hormone before going to see the doctor, you already have an impact on their psychology and they will already look more feminized or masculinized depending on which direction they're headed. So I think that the strategy behind this is to confuse the child before he gets to see a doctor so that there's less of them that end up being found as non-gender dysphoric. It's a terrible thing to do to children, and I hope that there will be a future for humanity in which we look back at this in shame. Shel Burns says, why is the most important question? Well, given that my voice is so weak, I can find nothing to answer to this great philosophical statement. Why is the most important question? I need to go rest, guys. Sorry about that tonight. I didn't even know when I started the show that I had lost my voice. Much love, and I will see you all tomorrow. By the way, on Wednesday, I have a debate on moral nihilism and the death penalty. I don't know why they chose this mix of subjects, but it's going to be that against a guy I already faced. What's his name? Let me just check into my DMs here on... What's the name of the guy who wants to face me? It's on The Crucible against Synth. So I had done a capitalist communist debate against Synth. And I'll be doing moral nihilism and somehow the death penalty. I don't see the link between these two subjects, but we'll see what he has to say. Much love and see you all tomorrow.